Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, I came back.
We are so glad you're back. I know you were in Italy. We had been in Italy earlier. The one thing we experienced in common was that it was hot.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, on the Fahrenheit scale, 97, 98 degrees. Of course, you hear 42, 43 Celsius.
Well, I have to say, compared to what we experienced in Florence, we were in Florence for the week. It was 100 every day. So it was brutal, but we had a great time.
Beautiful place at a wonderful time. Thanks to all who helped take care of things that had to be done that got done, and glad to be back. Buongiorno to all.
Buongiorno.
And let's go right into it. I was watching from overseas a lot of what was leading up to the Republican debates. Of course, Donald Trump remaining in the headlines, making some remarks about, well, among other things, Megyn Kelly from Fox News. And yesterday on the Sunday shows said that he'd been singled out for attacks by the hosts of that debate.
Well, I think that the Republican establishment has decided that Donald Trump can't win, even though he's extraordinarily popular for a number of reasons. One of them is that he says this country is too PC. Well, you know, PC is interesting. Should we call people names? Should we tell jokes about them? You know, the fact of the matter is that there are a lot of people in this country who are sexist, who are racist, who are whatever, and who think that it's okay and I should be able to tell those jokes or I should be able to pass those remarks. And Trump comes along and he captures that group and he says, yeah, you know, we can't do all of those things. So he makes a reference to the fact that Megyn Kelly was, you know, menstruating and therefore she was mad at him. And of course, this gets a lot of people very excited. And there were articles in the paper about some of the Twitter mentions and things in which they use all kinds of words that we consider to be totally unacceptable in this country now. Things have moved along. So here's a guy who wants to take us backwards, at least in terms of what he considers to be political correctness, and a lot of other people consider to be, you know, the right thing to do because we don't want to call names and we don't want to single people out and all of that.
Does he run it as an independent?
Well, I think he certainly is making the noises that he wants to run as an independent. It depends on a lot of things, including how much money he really has. He says he has $10 billion. There are those people who think that it may be overinflated or that he may have $10 billion in terms of branding and the rest, but it really isn't expendable income. We'll see. He's flirted with this before, and he did support Ross Perot when he ran as a third-party candidate. Nevertheless, I don't see a third-party candidate winning in this country. And so, therefore, I think it's dubious that he'll do it. But if he does do it, it surely will help the Democrats.
Day of marking Michael Brown, Ferguson, Missouri, and the protests commemorating the killing of Michael Brown, the unarmed black teenager, and as well in New York City for Eric Garner. And there was a shooting on that day in Ferguson as well. The issues between police officers and unarmed black civilians.
Well, you know, it's a very difficult situation. Here's what. If, in fact, the police are not playing fair, and if, in fact, they do pick on people who are black or who are of color, that's terrible. I mean, it's really terrible. All we have to do to understand how terrible it is to project ourselves into that situation. You know, if we were black and walking down the street or driving or whatever and it stopped, and if, in fact, there were shootings of unarmed people in our community, we would be very, very upset, as has happened here. On the other hand, if you have a rally in Ferguson and somebody starts to shoot, what are you going to do? I mean, we know what led to this. On the other hand, you have a clear and present danger right at this moment, and you have to engage it. You can't let people just walk around the streets and shoot. So it's tough. It's a tough, tough situation, and we know it.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, thanks.
And thanks, and welcome back, David.
Thank you. Ciao.